I'm Ernie Goss. I'm professor of economics and here at in Creighton University in beautiful downtown Omaha, Nebraska. And each month we survey bank CEOs in rural areas of 10 states, primarily based upon agriculture and energy, getting a bead on what's going on in terms of agriculture and energy and how that's spilling over into the broader economy.
For October, down a little bit from the previous month, but still ahead of the neutral curve. Can you talk about what some of the perceptions and feedback has been for the October survey?
The October survey was pretty strong, in a healthy range. The rural-based economy is moving ahead, healthy growth. And we're talking about, for example, if you look at agricultural exports, up 25%. This year compared to the same time in 2020. And of course, that's pushed up agricultural commodity prices. Food prices, of course, are expanding fairly significantly, and that's spilling over back to the agricultural sector. Confidence was down for the month. And of course, what we're seeing there is things like COVID-19 is still having some negative impacts, but also supply chain disruptions having an impact on the farm sector. And bankers are telling us about that, how it's impacting the farmer. And also, of course, now this came right in the middle of our survey, is the John Deere strike that we saw, and also the ongoing Kellogg strike, which is also, of course, related to food. So right now, the food sector, the agricultural sector, is front and center with what's going on in the global economy, what's going on in the U.S. economy, and the regional economy.
Farmland prices as well as home values strong during this time period. What are some of those reflections?
We're seeing some of the best expansion numbers in terms of agricultural farmland prices, growing at the best rate we've seen since 2012-13. Likewise, agricultural equipment sales growing at the best rate that we've seen since 2012-13. Of course, that's being driven by the agricultural commodity prices. It's not just that. It's also the federal stimulus program. That would be the Trump spending program. And that would be the Biden spending program, but also the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve has kept the pedal to the metal, so to speak, keeping interest rates at record low yields. And that's encouraged farmers to expand, borrow. But I have to say, we asked the bankers about borrowing by the farmers, and 8 out of 10 bankers reported that the farmers were in very good, solid cash position, some of the best numbers we've seen, again, since 2012-13, which unfortunately for the bankers means that the farmers are borrowing less. They're funding a lot of this on their own cash positions. And that's much like the consumers globally, or I shouldn't say globally, but nationwide, with the consumers in very good cash positions, and they're spending that money, and it's showing up in our surveys.
Any other highlights you'd like to wrap us up with?
I think one big issue is which is getting national interest, would be the congestion. Almost 46%, or approximately 46% of the bankers said that the farmers were enduring or suffering under congestion at export hubs, for example, Long Beach, New Orleans, and so on. And that's restraining their sales abroad. Also, in terms of the domestic economy and domestic sector, also seeing a transportation huddle bottlenecks. And that's restraining sales in the U.S. as well. And that, of course, it's not only agriculture, but that's what the bankers are reporting. And that's a real concern going forward, is can the farmers get their fertilizer and other inputs in? And can they likewise get their sale of their commodities, grain, livestock, getting those to the market, getting those to the meat processors, the food processors, the Kellogg's, and so on? That's a big issue going forward. And we'll have to wait and see what the next month bears.
Anything to add, Ernie?
Again, it was a good report. It's the 11th straight month we've had above growth neutral. readings, and the farm sector is expanding at a solid pace. But even with that, Nicole, we're talking about in the non-farm employment in these rural areas, still down below pre-pandemic levels. In other words, we're growing economic activity, but we're not growing a lot of jobs. And that's a real concern going forward, is getting back to pre-pandemic level employment. And we'll have to wait and see. That's not a real positive right now. Shortage of workers is a big issue out there for businesses on rural Main Street.